3320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this terrific Tuesday, October 24th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you, this Friday and Saturday is the last 2 days to get your camper, your RV, motorhome, winterized over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. 9 to 5, both Friday and Saturday. No appointment is necessary. Just show up with your unit. You pull up, you fill out a form. You get up to the front of the line. As soon as you get started, you hand them the paperwork. And the boys, the pit crew over there at Northern Michigan RV, they go to work. You'll get your unit, the roof checked out. Make sure it's completely watertight, no leaks. Flush out all your lines, all your holding tanks. They even flushed out our outdoor shower and put the RV pink antifreeze and everything. Hot water tank, everything taken care of, ready for winter storage. And by the way, our travel trailer, we have a Coachman Freedom Express Ultralight. The frame on it is aluminum. You can haul it with an SUV. You don't need a pickup truck. It's for sale. It's parked over there, stored at Northern Michigan RV. It has a couple signs on it, so you can see it's Trucker Randy's trailer. Go there and check it out. When it was brand new, roll off the factory in 2021, was almost $40,000. We bought it new in 22. We used it for one trip, and we've decided to sell it because we're going to take the money and invest in the radio station. We're going to try to expand our signal, and we want you guys to be a part of it. So we're asking $26,977. $26,977 is the asking price. Save some money. Get a great deal. I'll even bring the trailer to your house. Set it up for you, show you how to get it level, how to hook up the electric lines, the water line, the sewer line. We won't hook them up because it's cold outside. Heading into winter, it's been winterized, but I'll show you how to do it. So if you're interested, give me a text or a phone call after the show. I can send you a video, a YouTube video of the trailer when it was brand new. It wasn't this particular unit, but it is exactly the same unit we have. Just text me the word trailer, and I'll text you the link, the video link, so you can see the YouTube of it. And it's basically in brand new condition. So, got a text message from Roger Marsh over at Onaway Outfitters. Good morning, Randy. Would you please let your listeners know that the Onaway American Legion Post is going to be doing our annual Ruck March. Is that correct? Ruck, R-U-C-K, March on November 10th this year to raise money to help prevent child trafficking. If you go to the store's Onaway Outfitters Facebook page or the Onaway American Legion Facebook page, you can get all the additional information. Thank you in advance, sir. God bless. So, yeah, check it out. Onaway American Legion Post or Onaway Outfitters Facebook page. They have all the information. And, of course, if you would like, you can always give Roger a phone call at the store. I'll give you out the store's phone number as well. It's 989 area code 733-2472. 2472. If you want me to text that link, clickable, dialable link to you, just text me Roger, and I'll send you his number at the store. So far today, we've got the event coming up on December 2nd. If you'd like the link to that, text me event. If you'd like to see the video of our travel trailer that we have for sale, it's being stored over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord, text me trailer. And if you'd like Roger's Onaway Outfitters store number, text me Roger. We'll send that information out to you guys. Switching over, going to Lansing, kind of an interesting day yesterday, Monday, as they get ready to come back into session. I talked about this, about how 2 weeks from today, November 7th, is Election Day. You need to call your local clerk and find out if you have anything on your ballot in your local municipality for 2 weeks from today, November 7th. Well, on that election day, 2 weeks from today, I told you about the two Democrat state representatives, one running for mayor in the city of Warren, Macomb County, the other one running for mayor in the city of Westland. Kind of an interesting situation, because if they get elected, just like Tim Tarjeff, now an elected official appointed to the Sheboygan School Board, he's having to resign as vice chair of the Republican Party. Well, if these two Democrat state representatives get elected to be mayor of their cities, they're going to have to resign as state reps in Lansing. Mailers were going out against one of the candidates at a London roast given nearly 10 years ago. Richard Rockman, a local musician and former radio host in Landau, used the N-word and tried to make a joke of the line often used by Black American actor Gary Coleman. The quote was, "What you looking at, Willis?" Well, there is a secret group launching these attacks on Coleman. Half dozen resources told MERS News Service that they were not aware of the actual campaign, but heard about it. Landau believes the architect of the hit pieces on him is the political consultant Michael Radke of Wolverine Strategies. The mayor confronted Radke over it when the two bumped into each other at a hotel bar last Tuesday at a Michigan Municipal League's conference. Radke, the current mayor, said Landau launched into him about the ads, calling him freaking douchebag and freaking scumbag. He also allegedly said, "You are done, D-O-N-E. Landau said he didn't confront Radke about being behind the ads, but said Radke is embellishing the exchange several days after the fact for political reasons. He asked me point blank, "Why are you running these attack ads against me? I know you're doing it." Well, kind of an interesting thing happening, because Radke said, "I have no clue what he's talking about, and I now question his fitness to be the mayor of Westland. I would never scream at someone in a bar without at least having my facts straight." Okay. MERS also learned of an exchange from a third party on Saturday. Even though the back and forth only lasted for a minute or two, was witnessed by people at the bar. Campaign finance report shows Coleman's campaign paid Radke $4,120 for campaign work in the past. But he said those were paid for benign Facebook ads regarding public safety and other projects. Now, kind of another interesting little twist. Nothing is being heard from the mayor race in Warren, Michigan. All fronts on that, the report goes on to say, is nice and peaceful and calm. Okay. But anyway, it looks like two state representatives, currently Democrats, serving in Lansing, giving the Democrats a 56-54 majority, could possibly be eliminated 2 weeks from today. If those state representatives get elected to be mayors of Warren and Westland, well, they resign, and then we are at gridlock in Lansing in the state chamber, state house of representatives. It'd be 54-54. And according to news reports, that's going to trigger the immediate end of this legislative session. The 90-day clock will start ticking for all the bills that were signed into laws but did not get immediate effect, thanks to six Republican state senators. They didn't vote for immediate effect, so those bills won't go into effect until 90 days after this legislative session ends. And 2 weeks from today, November 7th's election could very well trigger them ending the legislative session in Lansing. So we'll keep an eye on all that. I got 28 emails this morning for committee hearings on different bills that are going to be taking effect today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. 28 bills probably going to take place in 2 weeks. So, yes, we're excited. Absolutely excited. Looking forward to this lame duck session even before the election 2 weeks from today on November 7th. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one before we spend the next half hour with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig over in Gaylord. He has a case, a filing, charges being brought against a business owner in Traverse City. And he did a sit down with that individual. We're going to talk about it in the next half hour. One short little story. In 2022, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed two bills that would change the look of the international symbol of accessibility by giving it the appearance of a moving wheelchair. The problem is that if it was implemented without testing and approval from the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of Transportation, the state would be non-compliant with the Americans with Disability Act accessibility standards that requires the use of the original symbol, and as a result could lose $3 billion in annual funding. Well, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission passed a resolution during their quarterly meeting that would allow the department to partner with the Michigan Department of Transportation and to allow a dynamic, quote-unquote, change to the international symbol that is associated as a stick figure sitting in a wheelchair. General Counsel Lamont Satchel for the Michigan Department of Civil Rights said, "We support the disability community. We're not trying to stop this from happening. We have to do it right away or giving you false hope." Resolution said that it was important because the department didn't have the legal authority to implement the state passed change to the symbol. Back in 2019, Ohio Public Radio reported that the Ohio state government was forced to remove a similar change to the disability access symbol after a warning was issued from the federal government. Satchel said that the Michigan Department of Civil Rights was working on legislation that would create the testing for the new dynamic symbol. that would allow it to be sent to the federal government for their approval. Once you do testing, it's up to the feds to accept whether or not they want to change it. So just because you do testing isn't an assurance that your symbol will be approved. I got one simple question. Really? You got to change the symbol for a handicap sticker or a handicap sign to take the stick person out of the wheelchair, or maybe, I don't know, add some dots behind it to make it look like it's moving. This is a top priority. Really? Two bills. Of course, you know, every bill, by the time it gets signed into law by a governor, has used up $500,000 worth of taxpayer monies to get it to become a law. State representative, a state senator, has to introduce the bill. It then gets submitted to Legislative Services Bureau. Those paid attorneys sit and look at the bill, compare it to Michigan's state constitution, other compiled laws that are on the books, making sure it doesn't violate some other laws. Sometimes they have to make changes. They send them back. The representative, the senator, makes those changes, resubmits them, finally gets it approved. It's turned into a blueback. That's where they put the paper in a vise and they put lather on hot blue wax, candle wax, to bind the pages so you can't add or subtract any pages from a bill. Submit it to the Secretary of the House and the Senate. Get assigned a bill number. Then reach out to the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader. Get it assigned to committee hearings. Hold committee hearings. 7, 9, 11, 18, 19, 27. State representatives, state senators go into committee hearings. They hear public testimony. Comes out of committee, goes to the floor, first, second, and third reading, and then it's voted on. By the time it goes to the governor for signature, folks, $500,000 of resources, taxpayer dollars, has been burnt up on getting a bill signed into law. Could have been used on other things. They didn't do just one bill. They had to do two bills last year. Now we're finding out that they may not even be able to use them or stand to lose $3 billion in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Only in Lansing state government do we do this kind of stupidity. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, Smokehouse and Gaylord in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a